This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 73. You gotta sling it low and smack it hard. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Your gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing in internet land?
Is it still a series of tubes?
It is still a series of tubes. It is not a dump truck.
Oh.
I know, you're disappointed, but it's still a series of tubes. But there's now a hamster. In the tubes.
There's a hamster in the tubes?
There's a hamster in the tubes.
It's not being fried by the electrical current?
No, because there isn't electrical current surging through the internet. Only information.
Oh, so is it a really smart hamster?
It is. He is actually Einstein reincarnated.
Into a hamster?
Into a hamster. What's a safer way to be a genius in this day and age?
I know, because he can be safe in his little hamster wheel of information.
Exactly. Not forced to make any weapons of mass destruction.
And he wouldn't have to fail algebra again.
No. Well, if he was a genius, he wouldn't fail algebra in the first place.
Didn't one of the scientist guys, like, was horrible?
Einstein.
Einstein.
Yeah.
Split algebra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So, now that we've gotten the first tangent out of the way, let's do some business.
Okay.
Because we're supposed to do the business before we start having fun.
No.
That's the way it works here.
All right, fine.
So,
let's do it.
The first thing that you gotta do, check out our sponsor, Velocity Micro, makers of custom bomb-ass mobile home and gaming PCs.
Not just regular ass, bomb-ass.
Yeah,
ass.
Yeah. Not just regular, like, stinky ass, like bomb-ass, like the, ooh, I wanna reach out, gah, ooh,
hey.
Ooh.
Don't pay attention to Ninja Sister. Apparently, she wants to get sued for sexual harassment.
When one panda puts his penis in another
panda's ear. Hey, let's not talk about pandas.
That makes me a sad panda.
Oh, God. Sexual harassment? Panda.
Sometimes South Park is funny. But please do check out Velocity Micro. They make awesome machines. If you need a PC that can run Vista Ultimate, which we've all come to the, you know, agreement that is the only version of Vista you should ever really run, check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com or visit your local Circuit City and check out their machines. They have some great-looking 17-inch machines if you're looking for a laptop, and if you need a destroyer desktop, you can definitely have one custom-made. So tell them that the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood sent you if you visit them on the website. You're not going to save any additional money, but it'd just be nice to let people know where you heard about them from.
Yeah.
So that's done.
They're awesome, and you'd be awesome for mentioning the awesomeness that is Esh.
Yes, this is true. Also, keep in mind, our Halo 3 Legendary giveaway is still running. So you still have time to enter if you visit the website. You can click on the link on the column on the right of the website called the ESH Legendary Giveaway. You can't miss it. The bust of Halo Master Chief, right kind of there in the image. Check out the post, comment on it. And you could be the lucky bastard that takes home a free copy of the Legendary Edition. The bust, the game, the soundtrack, the poster, the cool-ass box.
The vibrator.
No. Not the vibrator. That's a different giveaway.
A block?
Later giveaways. So, definitely participate in that because you could be a wiener. Much like our candy bitch this week.
Candy bitch! Candy bitch!
Yay! You get candy.
Sorry, I was watching the producers before I came here.
Don't apologize, the producers is awesome.
So,
this week's candy bitch. Comes from a commenter to the website. So, drum roll, please. Rob E. You got candy, bitch.
You got candy, bitch. Jazz hands.
So, you call those spirit fingers?
These are spirit fingers. I'll give you a spirit finger.
Hey. I'll use the my spirit gun.
Fucking awesome.
I use my spirit gun or that spearmint gum. Boy, I can't remember.
Use my spirit flux capacitor on your ass.
Oh, now you want to get technical?
Flux capacitor.
I will buffer your underrun. So don't even get me started. Ooh. Yeah, I said it.
It's been brought to.
It's been brought. Or are brotten. I don't know. I need more caffeine. But Rob, you're actually going to get more sugar. So look for the email from me and get back to me and you can get candy. Yay.
Yippity doo-da.
Last but not least, if you'd like to win something or see us talk about something in particular, Ariel, we did get your message and there will be some Halo coverage coming. So be on the lookout for that. Let us know what you want to hear about. We might talk about it. We might not. We're all kind of interested. Okay, well, maybe more than just kind of interested in what you guys are interested in talking about, hearing about.
What everybody has to say.
Right. Absolutely. And we welcome that. But conversate with us because we like to know what you guys are thinking. Comment on our posts. We can start a little conversation and find out if we completely agree or not that Ryan Reynolds should be Dante in a movie.
Or like beers at Cheers.
Yeah, but except not because then we'd be showing our age.
Your age.
You said it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I could totally go somewhere, but I won't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Tee-hee-hee.
Yeah, tee-hee-hee-hee, my ass. With that, I guess the only other thing I can say is ESH.mobi. ESH.mobi. That short address will drop you to electricsisterhood.com, just in case you have a hard time remembering that or typing it in to your
As if
browser.
We don't say it enough.
Yeah. Electric Sisterhood, ESH.mobi. Electric Sisterhood, ESH.mobi. Apply directly to your brain. I think I'm all done with the mic of 1,000 truths.
I think you should just pass that. Actually, no, I think it should just stay in the middle, since we kind of have the same kind of theme going
pretty
this
much,
week.
Pretty much, if you can't guess it, people, we're both kind of fanatical about a particular genre, we'll say, franchise, if you will, of games.
Because not only does it test your leanness in the rock world, but it gives your fingers a really good workout, too.
Oh, my God. My fingers are hung like a horse.
It's like kung fu grip. It's like intensified by like, well, funky grip.
Yeah, no, my fingers are hung like a horse.
Ew.
Yeah, I said it. Oh, don't even laugh. You know you've seen animes where that's kind of happened.
Ew.
You know it's true.
Ew. Okay, I don't need a picture.
You've watched them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, but I don't always brag about that, you know. I'm a lady.
Bullshit. Never mind. I stopped myself.
That's what I thought.
You know, I know we both know things about each other that we probably don't want our mother to ever hear about.
Again.
Ever. So let's just leave that alone and get back to what we're here to talk about, which is Guitar Hero 3.
Wee-hoo-wee.
Legends of Rock.
Wee-hoo-wee.
Are you going to do that every time I say Guitar Hero 3?
Wee-hoo-wee.
Legends
no.
of Rock.
Wee-hoo-wee.
Oh, that's awesome. I am going to abuse the shit out of that. All right. I'll let you start and I'll jump in because I need more caffeine.
All right. So,
yeah.
I jumped the gun. Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock. What can I say about it? Well, I guess I can start from the beginning. I got it I pre-ordered, and I'm
tell the people kinda, what system.
I got it for the PS2.
Why?
Because as much as I love my Wii, I love my Wii, but I have always stuck with one console, even though I have a Nintendo system. I fell in love with PlayStation a long time ago, and some habits are just too hard to break.
You just don't want to give up the old mistress, huh?
No, because she knows me better than anyone. She feels me deep inside my heart.
She gets you like no other console can?
She's like the hand in my glove. She's my coffee. She's the grease on my bacon.
I see.
In my grease. So you get the idea. I have a heart. I can't break away from my PlayStation 2.
I thought you were about to say that you had a hard-on for it, and I was just about to spit my you out.
Okay, I might love my PS2, but, like, no. No boners here.
Okay, all right. I believe
anyway, habits are hard to break, so I couldn't step away from it. So I went and I pre-ordered it for, you know, my PlayStation 2. Mm-hmm. So, of course, unlike everybody else who got awesome Les Pauls in their bundles.
I got a Les Paul in my bundle.
Delicious. Got a Kramer. And the sucky thing about having a Kramer is I don't get cool faceplates like those on the Xbox 360 Wii and PlayStation 2 get.
Bing.
Yes, so you can rub that in if you want to.
Oh, I like to rub it counterclockwise.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, no problem.
So yes. So Panda is without a really awesome faceplate. But that's okay because she got her game before Ninja Sister did.
Yeah, suck it, bitch. Okay, whatever. Question about the guitar.
Yeah?
Is it comfortable?
Believe it or not, when I first began to play, I did not find it very comfortable.
Okay.
Because the handle, like where the buttons are.
Yeah, the neck.
Is thinner on the Kramer. On the neck, it's thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm used to being able to fit the whole neck in my hand comfortably.
Yeah,
but
all the necks are thinner. Just
yeah.
Just so you know, the Les Paul neck is thinner as
all right.
Well.
So for that, you know, I have to, you know, tighten my grip around it, which kind of sucks because, God forbid, you know, I'm adjusting my hand because it's cramping and I miss a note from, like, a fourth streak that I have going on.
Oh.
Like
don't
that
you hate that? I had a 200-note streak going, and then I fucking got a cramp in my finger, and it spasmed. And I was like,
mine was doing that, too, back in the day.
Yeah.
But yes. Now, I know for those who probably got the pre-order, you got the box that had the, you know, cool checkerboard, like, neck strap.
Ah, not everyone got the checkerboard neck strap.
Oh, see, I did.
Depends on what bundle for what system you got.
What did yours look like, then?
I actually have a, because I got the Xbox 360 bundle, I actually have a strap that has a bunch of gray arms coming up, like the ones that come up for the Encore.
Awesome.
That are like rock out, bitchin', I love you symbols, and then red streaks, and it says Guitar Hero across it. So everyone got the checkerboard.
All right, because I got the checkerboard. So apparently PS2's got checkerboards.
Yeah. Now, I pre-ordered mine directly from Red Octane, so I got a bunch of different things in my bundle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's in your bundle?
And it's the reason why I pre-ordered it from Red Octane, which I'll talk about that in just a second, how well that went.
Mm-hmm.
But I did the pre-order from Red Octane because if you did the pre-order with them, you got not just a single guitar kit bag, but you got a dual guitar kit bag. And I already had my Explorer guitar from my previous version of Guitar Hero that I was playing on the Xbox 360. So to get a bag that could hold both of my guitars at the same time, I was like, bitchin'! So that came in the bundle. It also came with a keychain, kind of like the anime chibi keychains that you and I have, that funky plastic material.
I bought one of those too. It's a Les Paul.
Yeah, see, mine actually just has the Guitar Hero logo, and then on the back it says Red Octane. And then I also got the extra strap. And then this weird thing. I still haven't figured out how I'm supposed to use that yet.
Is it a dildo?
No, because if it was a dildo, I'd know how to use it, dumbass.
Bow, chicka, bow, chicka, bow, wow.
No. But in mine, I got a magnet picture frame holder.
magnet picture frame?
Yeah, it was weird. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I'm supposed to put in that.
Not apparently just, you rocking out. When you get expert, you take a picture of it when you don't even have to look at the fucking screen.
I guess. No. Expert, no. No. No, no. I am not destined for hard. I learned that lesson.
Oh, Ninja Sister will never get hard.
Nope, I won't ever. And I'm okay with that. I've come to terms with it.
We've come to accept that part of yourself.
I have. And now I revel in it. So I still haven't figured out exactly what I'm supposed to do with that, but it was in the box and it was all pre-wrapped, and I still have the protector on the front to keep the front glass all nice and clean and everything, so I don't know what I'm supposed to, I don't know if I'm like supposed to put like stickers on it and like stick it to my fridge and be like, I rock, or like, you know, put a piece of paper that has like my high score in it or something. I don't know.
You can put whatever the fuck you want in it.
Yeah.
Cause you're a rock legend. So
yeah. So that was in the box too. But I was pissed off because, I had paid for expedited shipping from Red Octane and, got the confirmation email on the 25th that it shipped, and I'm like, oh, hell fucking yeah, that means I'm gonna have that mofo on Monday. Yeah. No.
No?
No.
No? Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, and that made me all, what the
spook. Really bitchy, bitchy, bitchy.
It did. So I sent off an email because their phone line, they only take calls on their customer service line between 10 and 5 Monday through Friday Pacific time, and I work during the day most of those times. So after it got to be Monday and I still didn't get a response to my email, I called the number on my lunch break. I called the number right before I got out of work, and they're like, oh yeah, most of the stuff you can get resolved if you go to our website. I'm like, no, I've already been to the website, so I haven't got an email back. What das food? So left a voicemail message because I called every single time, magically enough, all of the customer service representatives were unavailable.
Of course.
So the next day, which was Tuesday, I called. Still, no answer. Now, according to UPS, my package is supposed to be delivered on the 31st. Now, definitely not second day air if the sucker had left on Friday. I got an email this morning, which, regardless, say it was Friday morning, 2 days after I actually got my guitar. And I finally got an email from the email response team. And they apologized because it got shipped out ground instead of expedited, so they're crediting me back the money that I spent for the expedited shipping. Which is cool. But it hurt because I went grocery shopping on Sunday morning and saw nothing but Guitar Hero 3 bundles, and it pained me to not walk out of the store with one because I knew that one was coming. And it hurt me even more when you frickin' got yours.
Because I went that day, bitch. I was like, it's out. Let me go get it. And I got it. And then I had to work for 3 hours, but then as soon as I got home, I was like, it's on.
Yeah, well, I've caught up. So let's talk a little bit about gameplay.
All right.
I'm going to assume that you guys listening, and I know it's a dumb assumption, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to assume that you've never played a Guitar Hero game. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Guitar Hero, and I'm going to tell you what they've changed in the new one and what I think rocks and what I think sucks.
They've changed a lot.
A lot. And I like most of it. Some of it I don't.
So it really kind of tests you, because if you thought you were badass,
yeah, not so much anymore.
Other games, this game lets you know that they're not fucking around with you
anymore. Yeah, the only people that are, like, flailing through it are the people that play the sucker on expert to start with anyway. Yeah, those guys. So I'm not going to talk about those guys because I, like, am only a gnat in their world.
I'm the lining of their trash can.
Oh, nice, nice. That's a good visual. Good times, Warm, fuzzy sweaters. And warm thoughts.
Anyway, getting back to the gameplay.
In Guitar Hero, you got a guitar, you got these notes that come flying at you from the top of the screen. They fly over a bar at the bottom of the screen, and when the color of note flies over the bottom of the screen, you're supposed to hold the corresponding button on your controller and hit the strum bar to explode the note and make the note sound.
Vibrate with ferocity.
Exactly. They come in different color combinations, and depending upon your difficulty level, either come faster and in larger groups or not.
Mm.
So you've got 5 frets, the buttons, on your guitar. They range in color from green, red, yellow, blue, and orange. When you're playing on easy difficulty, you only are using the first 3 frets. When you play on medium difficulty, you're using the first 4 frets. When you play on hard and expert, you're using all 5 frets, and in different combinations. You have a whammy bar for notes that have sustain, so that you can make that wah, 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 wah thing happen. Wah, wah bar, if you want to use that term, that works.
Bow, chicka, wah, wah. Wah,
in wah. The game, you have a bunch of set lists that basically take you from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, and they increase in difficulty as you get down to the last set. Once you complete the last set, the career mode is done, and you are a rock god.
No, technically in this game, you are deemed a rock legend.
Yes. Wow. Let's not talk about technicalities. So, that's pretty much the staple of all the Guitar Hero games. What they've done in this one is they've kind of incorporated some of the stuff from the predecessor games, Amplitude and Frequency, and they've basically made a boss battle.
Ugh.
Yes. So now, at 3 different times during your career mode play, which there are other modes of play, and I'll talk about those in a second, you have to battle a boss. The first boss is Tony Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Man, he was a dick.
The next one is Slash of Guns N' Roses.
Who didn't see that one coming?
Yes. And the final one is the devil. I mean, Lou, who looks a lot like the devil. Especially since you have to fall down
into hell.
There's a contract saying that you've signed over your soul.
Yeah, it kind of says your soul is mine, and then the ground breaks up beneath your feet and you plummet.
Yeah, but it's Lou. It's not the devil.
It's short for Lucifer.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. So in the boss battles, you basically, it's kind of like a face-off against the boss, but you get power-ups instead of star power. And the power-ups, when you engage them, basically fuck up the flying frets of your opponent. So you can do things like cut a string where they have to tap that fret repeatedly to repair the string, and until they do, they can't play that note. They can play other notes,
but they can't play that note.
They can't play that one, and so it will just fail. Then there's one that doubles the amount of notes that they get in a given section.
So you get a lot of chords and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Then there's one that does the lefty flip on you.
And if you're not ambidextrous, that can fuck you in the ass.
It does fuck you in the ass, even if you are ambidextrous. Yes, it does. It takes the neck of the guitar, and it anally probes you.
No loop for you, ninja?
No loop for me. At all. Didn't even get invited to dinner. It just stormed in my living room. It was like
bow chicka bow wow.
Exactly. And I said, no, please God, don't.
Wow. See, at least mine was like, do you want a soda first?
Yeah, no, not mine. And there are other power-ups, things that
there's
will,
the amp overload,
yeah,
which, you know,
just makes your notes
shake,
flicker.
We'll shake it and flicker it so you can't see how many notes or how many fret buttons are on the fret when they go across. And unless you've memorized the pattern.
Right.
There is the whammy one where you have to whammy to get your nodes to get back onto the bar.
Yes.
And then there is, you already talked about the broken string.
Yep.
Is there any other ones that I know of?
Yeah, sudden death.
Difficulty. Yeah, and then there's sudden death. But you're on a timer when you do the battles because there's a little meter in the middle. And the point of the battle is, you know, it doesn't matter how well you play. It's your job to get that boss to fail the song.
Yep.
And if you can't do it by the time that the meter runs out, you go into sudden death. And usually the boss has this really awesome outro that just death drains you, so no matter how good you're doing, you fail it, and you have to do it again.
Yep.
And I don't like Tom Mavolo, whatever he is.
Tony Morello?
Yeah, that guy, because he owns so many fucking times.
Yeah, it took me a couple times to get past Tony.
I could do Slash, and I can do Lou, but...
I can't do Lou!
I can do Lou.
All right, so here's my problem. Here's where I made my mistake, people. Don't make the same mistake that I did.
Yeah.
I jumped right into the game on Medium. I was like, easy is for pussies. So I just jumped into Medium. And that was my mistake. Because I got through the first, five sets, 5-star in every single song I touched. I was like, yeah, talk dirty to me. Yeah, not a problem. Barracuda actually made me learn how to flick up and down.
Yeah. Ooh, I can kind
of, yeah, I can do it on that song. Can't do it on anything else, but I can do it on that one. Yeah, yeah. So got that one. Put the bitch smack on Paint It Black.
Anarchy. Painted Black was hard.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Anarchy in the UK played it better than the Sex Pistols ever did. I was actually told that by a person. And then I kind of got to LaGrange, and I was like, yeah, I could do that too. Yeah. And then set 6 happened.
Now, what does your set 6 consist of? Because mine has Black Magic Woman.
Mine has Black Magic Woman, Cherub Rock, Black Sunshine, The Metal, and Pride and Joy.
Okay, so they didn't change up.
Pretty much set lists are the same. And I got down to the metal, rocked the metal, because I had been playing the hell out of it from the downloadable demo that's available on the Xbox Live Marketplace for free. And then I got to Pride and Joy, and I'm like, yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan, all right, I know this. I'm like, wow, that's got a lot of, yeah, 4-star, all right, okay. And then...
Live in Japan happened. Which is set 7.
And let's talk about what's in set 7. In set 7, you've got Before I Forget by Slipknot, Stricken by Disturbed, Threes and Sevens by Queen of the Stone Age, Knights of Sidonia by Muse, and Cult of Personality.
By Living Color.
Okay. I have admitted that I am not very good with hammer-ons and pull-offs.
Yeah, I thought I was good too, and
I freely admit that I was not good with them. It's been a difficult thing that I have mastered. I always seem to get my timing wrong. Where I seem to mess up is if I have to hammer on in 1A and pull her off in the other direction. I can't seem to get that combination down. Like, if they're all hammer ons in the sequence, I'm fine.
And you're okay. If they're hammer off, pull off, then you're like, fuck.
I'm fucked.
Yeah, me too.
And then if it's hammer on, pull off, and then a 5-note streak that's all continuing in the hammer on and pull off, so there's no strumming. Yeah, no. And that's pretty much entirely what set 7's made of. Knights of Sidonia will make you want to just
jump off a fucking building.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, find a clown, have him rape you, light you on fire, and then gouge out your eyeballs. But yeah, building will do it too.
I was at fucking 99%. So fucking close. And no. No. No success for Panda.
Last verse? Was it the last verse that did it?
Yeah. I'm mad right now. Hold on.
I barely made it through that last verse. It was painful. And at the end of it, I was like, okay, well, I've been playing for 20 minutes now on this set. I think I'm just going to stop, yeah. Because my fingers feel like they're going to bleed, and I feel like my ocular cavity's been raped.
True rock star, like actual, you know, people who play guitar, if your fingers have never bled, then you're not a real guitarist, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
Fingers bleed.
So that whole set, I 3-starred. I'm like, oh, thank God, it's done, it's over with. I did the bare minimum on that set. I just did the 3 songs that I needed to, did the encore, and I was like, all right, I ain't going back. And then there's set 8, and you're like, son of a bitch, there's more?
Oh, yeah.
So they definitely upped, if you've played any of the other Guitar Hero games, they've upped the ante on this one. It's more difficult in that, not that the songs themselves are more difficult, it's that they're throwing more notes now in the difficulty levels. There's definitely more notes in the medium level than previous versions that I've played. Definitely more much more hammer-ons and pull-offs earlier. I mean, there were a lot of hammer-ons and pull-offs in sets 4 and sets 5, which surprised me, than before. So the difficulty steps up a little bit faster in the game, I think. And then, you know, comes the final set where, you know, you've got to deal with Raining Blood by Slayer, Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson, The Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden, and One by Metallica. And then you've got to do the guitar battle with the Devil, which is The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band.
And we all know that in the original song, it was a fiddle battle, but that's okay because guitars are giant fiddles.
They are.
With no bow.
Mm-hmm. Your arm is your bow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely want to note that the graphics are much better. There's actually a storyline now for the career mode, as opposed to, here's your band, play the music, rock!
Exactly.
But now the storyline in the career mode is they're actually starting a band, and you start from playing in garages and then progress with your band that's kind of done in, like, the animation style of the Gorillaz.
Which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, it's really a nice addition. So you get to play through and kind of go from rags to riches in the course of the career mode. I can't tell you how...
And never see them sell out, which is really awesome, because their manager guy, a couple times, they're like, well, we got a letter, you know, obviously there's no vocals. Yeah. You know, you see one guy who's writing from prison, you know, and they're like, you know, you totally can tell your band wants to go play at this prison. And the manager kind of shows him like a TV with like a late night show. And they're like, fuck no, we're going to prison. So your band never cops out like a punk ass bitch.
No, they never sell out. They never do like the greedy money thing. They're always playing to their fans and that
kind
of stuff.
They're an ugly band and they stay ugly. Can you tell I'm bitter about Green Day? Can you tell?
That's another podcast.
All right.
But I definitely see that as an addition to the premiere mode. Another thing that's new for the online-enabled systems that the game is on is a online battle mode, which you can basically take what you're doing in the boss battles, but do that either locally or over a network. So you can basically have a boss battle with somebody else that's on your same console over Xbox Live or the PlayStation Network or over the Wii network. So you can basically battle someone in a bunch of the songs from the game. There's also the cooperative career mode.
Which I thought was awesome.
Which, yeah, you can take somebody and play with on your system and earn stuff. On the Xbox 360, there are actually achievements that you can only get and songs that you can only get by completing.
There are certain songs that you can only get when you play career co-op.
Yeah, and... those sets are different, but like Sabotage by the Beastie Boys and Reptilia by the Strokes, Suck My Kiss by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll by Blue Oyster Cult, Helicopter by Block Party, and Monsters by Matchbook Romance. Yeah, those you can only unlock through cooperative career. You cannot do cooperative career, though.
By yourself.
Well, no, you can't do it by yourself because it's co-op, and it can't be done over the network, so it has to be local. So you've got to pair up with a buddy. Somebody's got to play lead, and somebody's either got to play rhythm or bass. You get the choice, but somebody's got to do it.
It's so, a raucous job.
I got to find some bitch to be my backup.
I got like four.
Yeah, you like suck.
Got connections, band just got connections. I think to rock.
Yeah. I think it's really neat that you'll actually be able to go online and play with people. I think this is kind of a quick look at how Rock Band is going to work because of the co-op.
If you notice in the gameplay, like when you're playing in, you know, single career, it's not only solely focused on you as a guitarist. Like they show, like they pan around to the rest of the band, which I think is another way of foreshadowing to get you prepared for Rock
Band. But I thought it was like a really nice touch. I couldn't get to watch all of it because I was, you know, focused on my notes.
Right.
But I like that it would focus a lot on me when I was doing a solo and I could see me. And then I'd, you know, look up and get a good focus on the guitarist. Or I could get a good focus on the drummer, you know, when he was doing his thing and throwing it down. So I definitely thought that it was a nice touch.
Yeah, me and, too. Thumbs up, Red Octane.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess my only negative thing was I've heard a lot of people complaining about the guitars, and them having issues with triggering wrong because of the wirelessness, that some people have had difficulty with it constantly always recognizing and turning star power on by itself, or it not recognizing when you're holding down a fret, or it when you're actually holding down the red fret, for instance, and strumming, yeah, that it keeps triggering
and
the
then
blue
it doesn't
fret.
Get it.
Yeah. And I don't know if it has to do with the detachable neck or not, but I don't know if in order to make the thing wireless that it had to be a detachable neck. I don't know why, other than it's supposed to be easier to, you know, bring around. It's a detachable neck. I think that's something that they were playing with. I hope to God that they decide to not do that anymore. I don't think that there's a need for it, and I think that that's what's causing a lot of the problems, because if you touch any of those connectors, it's going to misfire, because it's not going to make a good connection. It's just like, you know, if you put a battery half into a controller, it's going to work half of the damn time.
Yeah.
And half of the damn time, it's not. It's very easy when you're putting it together to actually accidentally touch those contacts. So I haven't had any of those problems yet with my guitar. I consider myself very lucky. But then again,
I've had an issue with the red fret button issue.
Yeah. So I hope that there's going to be a fix for that pretty soon. Red Octane says that they tested all their stuff and it works just fine, and, you know, people need to not fuck up their shit or whatever. I don't know. Sometimes you got to suck it up and say, you know, we wanted to try something and it didn't work. Our bad. Here's a $10 credit towards getting a new guitar or using a guitar that you already had. And if you want to send it back, hey, get your money back. You just pay for it. You still got time to take it back to the store that you took it back to. You know, sometimes you gotta admit that you might have made a fuck up.
I might have made a fuck up.
I might have made a fuck up. Fuck up. But I haven't had any of those problems yet.
That's the only one I've had.
Pretty lucky,
really. And you know, honestly, I think the guitars are just more sensitive.
They're much more sensitive, and then the frets are smaller.
If you're not a rocker who, you know, sits on the couch when they play. And if you notice, they make comments about that in the game now, for all you lazy guitar people. I can't say anything because I used to do it too. But if you sit...
Some of us have sprained fucking ankles and we have to sit down.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
You have a legitimate excuse right now. But anyway, for those who are not couch-ridden with a giant cast on their leg... who are sitting down and being lazy, get your ass off your couch.
Yeah, that's one thing I have noticed, is that the guitar really forces you to take a power stance in order to play things right. You really got to wear your guitar low. Yeah, sling it low and smack it hard.
If you happen to be sitting, and depending on your angle, because it's more sensitive, that will trigger your star power.
Yep.
Because it's that sensitive now.
Mm-hmm.
So, stop being bitches. Get off your couch. This is why everyone flocked to the Wii, because for once you didn't have to sit on your couch or sit in a game chair to play. And here comes the other consoles trying to step up so that you don't have to sit on your couch, and you're sitting on your fucking couch. Get up. Like right now.
Rise to your feet. Sling on your guitars. And rock.
Essentially.
And beat the devil.
Beat the devil.
Because I can't. I mean, Lou. Beat Lou.
Because at the end, now granted, unlike Ninja Sister, because, you know, because the power of the Macs, you know, have, you know, cameras, she was watching me play. And I thought I could be badass and just jump into medium and think everything was okay. Everything wasn't okay in
Panda. It's not okay. Not okay.
I'm not O-fucking-K. And I seriously wasn't. Thank you, My Chemical Romance.
God, I love that.
So I had to go back and play in easy. And I did. And later on in the, you know, easy's not even that easy anymore. So don't think you're going to get that random one color every other space. Because as you progress in easy, they start expecting you to be able to do hammer-ons and pull-offs in easy.
See? You see?
They do.
Bastards.
They do it. And I was fucked up by that because I was not expecting that coming from easy. And when I beat Lou, barely, in easy, at the end, you unlock a bonus song, Through the Fire and the Flames by Dragon Force. And at the end, once you beat him, so Ninja, when you do this, you'll see this.
Well,
you
know, whatever. I don't know, because if they've got hammer-ons and pull-offs and fucking easy, I might be screwed.
Yeah, they do.
Damn it.
Sucks. They do, and it sucks. But I was playing as Casey Lynch when I beat it in easy, and when you beat the devil and you finish that song, you know, you're on this giant, like, mountain with, like, a platform on it, and the song, Through the Fire and the Flames, is playing in the credits. But, so it unlocks this point, but only if you play through the whole song. And the whole song is just as long as it takes for all the credits to roll on the screen.
Oh, you're shitting me.
I'm shitting you not.
Aww.
So, you're sitting there, and you're playing it, and literally, my fingers were so sore that after I finished the song and the credits were done, I literally sat on the floor, still kung fu gripping my neck. For like 7 minutes before mom came in and was like, are you okay?
Like, I'm not okay. Ow.
Mind you, like I said, like I was talking to Ninja Sister earlier, I have a tester downstairs who's playing Manhunt 2, so please believe that there will be some notage on Manhunt 2. And he's one of my backups when I play in cooperative. And he wasn't very good in medium on the other Guitar Heroes. And I told him I wasn't too good in medium on this, so we would go back to easy. So I'm playing cooperative with him right now, actually. And I said, you want to try something sick and crazy? And he was up for it, so I put on Dragon Force. Halfway through the song, he throws his guitar down, and he's like, fuck no, and walks away.
I know the tester you're talking about, and that's fucking hilarious.
And mom is sitting in her favorite chair, and she's like, wow, that's really going a lot faster. Is this really easy? Yes, it actually is easy. And it wasn't that easy at all.
I'm scared.
You should be, because I was like,
easy should always be easy. Easy should not be not easy.
Literally, like, it speeds up. Like, Dragon Force itself is probably running at the medium speed with monster hammer-ons and pull-offs.
Oh, my God.
It moves a lot faster. It sucks.
See, and that's the thing that's killing me, is that there are all these hammer-ons with, like, 5 and 7 note things. And I'm like, shit, what color? What the fuck?
They're expecting that if you've gone out of your way to get Guitar Hero 3, that you probably have the other 4 games.
Well, yeah, but I don't.
See, I do. Well, I'm borrowing Guitar Hero 1.
They shouldn't expect anything. And, of course, you know, my added, you know, handicap, not that I want to play on my handicaps, but I do, is that my palms, I have sores in the middle of them.
Small hands.
Well, I have, you know,
ooh,
bruises.
My name is Sister Bee Boo Bee Boo.
I have small hands. I'm trying to tell people, bee-boo. It's not about small hands, because the neck actually fits better in my hands.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, the problem is that because of my crutches, I have these sores right smack dab in the middle of my palms, so it literally hurts me to hold my guitar.
Aww.
So I'll sit there, I'll be playing, and I'll, like, have the whole damn pattern, like, down, and I'll misfire because my hand will spasm because the guitar is resting right on my bruise and triggering my finger to spasm.
Beeboo beeboo?
Beeboo beeboo. Damn it, it hurts. But I play through the pain because I'm a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my mind.
Raised eyebrow of suspicion. No, she's actually a lot better than me. She surpassed me in medium. That's because I barely
went
smart mode and went easy first.
Knights of Sidonia made me want to take a knife and drive it through my eyeball to scratch my brain. That would be less painful.
You should use brain floss in between those hard-to-reach places in your cerebellum.
You gotta have your brain floss!
Brain floss! Wow. Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, for all of you guys who have been living under a rock and haven't gotten the game, granted, they're out for vengeance and punishment now. It is still
fucking do it.
Victory.
By the time that you hear this episode of the podcast, the Xbox Guitar Hero 3 weekend will have been over. If you played Ninja Sista on Xbox Live this weekend, yeah, that was me. And that was me whooping your ass. Accept it. And,
live with it.
Be gracious.
Love it.
Absolutely. See you next time. Mwah. But,
until she gets beat by, like, an 8-year-old.
Yeah, which will happen.
If I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
What I think is really neat is that you'll actually get to play the developers this weekend. And yeah. They're playing, some of them are playing on Expert, some of them are not. But you'll actually get to play against them, have some conversations with them,
yeah,
and
right
win
now,
shit.
Like, play the medium and you whoop their ass. Like,
No. There's a giveaway that they're...
It's an expert, and I'm just being nice.
Yeah. There's a giveaway that they're doing for the leader, whoever tops the leaderboard of Expert Barracuda. They're getting, like, an Xbox Elite, wireless controllers, big honking extra drives, a signed faceplate for their Les Paul from Slash. Like, crazy shit.
Wow. For Barracuda?
Yeah. Barracuda on Expert.
Which lets you know that it's probably the most fucked up concoction.
Well, I mean, the opening note string on Medium. Have you done it on Medium yet?
Yes, barely.
Okay, so you know the opening note string. You're like, fuck me! Wait, restart.
It's like, wait a minute, you're starting me out like that already? Fuck nuggets.
Yep, I saw that note string and I got halfway. I was like, wait. I wasn't ready. Mulligan.
Reset. Mulligans.
Wait, okay. All right, you ain't playing. All right, I'm there. Wait. Do over.
One more time. My finger slipped.
Yep, I had butter. I was eating popcorn yesterday, so
You know what's been sucking? I've been developing ticks. Like, I'll sit there and I'll be doing really good. You know, I'll have like a 300, you know, note, and my ear will start to buzz like there's something in it. And I'm like, do I touch my ear and sacrifice this, or do I keep going? And
that's bad. When you get to that point, and I've been there, where I'm like, shit, I have a cramp in my foot, but I don't want to pause it to rub my foot because I'm going to forget my note pattern. Fuck. Ow. Shit. Yeah, I started singing the ow song for whatever song I was playing at the time. Yeah,
same old story, same old song, and ow!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's when it happened to me. I was like, fuck!
Yeah, no, I think, what was mine? Oh, yeah. Mine was, what do you call it? My name is Jonas.
My name is Jonas.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, that's an easy pattern. And then literally I got, like, and it was an awful cramp, too, like the kind that make your toes actually curl in.
Curl.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm like,
ow.
Yeah. That's how much I suffer from a rock. So I guess if you haven't figured it out by now, you can tell we both pretty much heart.
We like
A. Yeah. Even though it physically hurts me, I still love it. It's like Stockholm Syndrome. It hurts me, but I identify with it, and I love it. And I will defend it until the end. If you get a chance, there's already on YouTube a video of
something an expert
motherfucker who's perfectly done Knights of Sidonia.
Shut the fuck up!
In Expert.
Shut the fuck up.
I will not shut the fuck up.
La 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 la. I don't hear you.
Yep, 100% Expert.
No way.
Knights of Sidonia.
No. Is it like a 6-year-old kid?
No, it's some grown dude, but still, it's 100% Expert Knights of Sidonia. Fuck.
Holy fuck.
Already on the YouTubes.
Wow. Yeah, the kid videos are coming.
Yeah, the kid videos are coming. Because you know that kid that's now 9 who is doing Psychobilly Freakout and Expert? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's got a video coming real soon. I bet he beat Lou on Medium with no problem.
Man, I bet he, like, pissed on Lou's face.
And to that kid's parents, if you ever hear this podcast, I salute you for supporting your child playing this game, because that's great for his motor skills, his pattern recognition, and he is going to do so much better in math and science because of it. So, I
think he's going to be hit with chicks.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be beating him off.
He's going to have some groupies.
His third stick, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no, I'll say no. But seriously. I am, aren't I? But seriously, I commend you parents for recognizing a good game that will not harm your child and supporting his love and playing of the game.
Amen.
Yeah. So, I am going to give Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock a 4.5 out of 5.
I'm just going to give it a 4.
The reason why I'm giving it 4.5 and not the full 5 is because I think that because of the guitar weirdness, that it actually makes you fuck up when sometimes you're actually not fucking up. That makes me a sad panda.
I'm the panda. You're the ninja.
I'm the panda. Gotta love me. All right,
it makes you the sad ninja.
It does make me a sad ninja. Because otherwise I think it would almost be the perfect guitar game. Although, what I'd really like to see at this point, and I was actually talking with somebody, it's kind of like a parody guitar rock game. Like, a Guitar Hero game with, like, all the songs that you hate to love that are, like, funny.
The final countdown!
Exactly. Like, the worst songs that you could possibly, like, have to play. The anti, like, serious rock stuff. Like, I would like that techno version of the Sesame Street theme. That would be awesome as a song to play. Or, oh, hell.
The Nerds song from Revenge of the Nerds.
Well, yeah, the Nerds song. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That would kind of flippin' rock to play.
That'd be really cool.
That would be funny as shit. I just had another song in my brain, and it went out. Any They Might Be Giants song.
Which, I knew you were going there.
Well, seriously, if you think about it. Okay.
Bed.
Exactly. Or Boss of Me.
The Sun is a mass of incandescent gas.
Oh, see, you're already there with me. Okay? And then you grab, like, one of the, what's the name of that band from The Muppet Show? Any of their songs.
Oh, God. Wait, it was Dr. Teeth, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, Dr. Teeth and whatever. I can't remember the band name. But any of their songs, that would be the shit. A couple of Fraggle Rock songs thrown up in the mix.
Can't you care away. Wah, wah. That'd be cool.
Okay, that would be... Oh, and then they could throw like a synth on there. Just some ideas I'm throwing out there.
Red Octane, if you're listening.
Oh, the G.I. Joe theme.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Have Trent Reznor do a remix. See, follow me. Follow me now. Can you imagine, like, the G.I. Joe cartoon theme done Trent Reznor style?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wouldn't you want to get a piece of that action?
I guess so.
Come on. Stay with me.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll take it.
Okay. Like, almost like a whole cartoon thing. Jem. She's truly outrageous.
Truly, oh, God. You truly, went
truly
there?
Outrageous. Yeah.
No offense. Do you want to know what I'd like to see on this parody of Guitar Hero that we're thinking about?
Tell me.
Darkwing Duck theme.
Oh, my God. The Darkwing Duck theme is the most amazing cartoon theme ever. When you're in trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Oh, my God.
Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, hell yes.
See, I've been practicing.
Okay. Like, could you imagine the amount of fun that you would have playing that game?
Yeah. Good point.
Like that, not a game, a Guitar Hero that doesn't take itself this seriously.
Seriously.
Like, just a fun one. Just.
Or believe it or not, you know, I wish there was a way that, like, I'm a big anime geek, like everybody knows, and there's a song that I like called Koin Omega Lover, and it's on the Japanese version of Guitar Hero. Now, that song is sick. I wish they had some J-pop songs on ours over here in America.
Yeah, that would be really neat. I think that it would be great if they could figure out a way that would allow you to take, like, either digital songs that you already have, because you can put music directly onto your Xbox 360, or stream it through your Xbox 360, and the same thing with the PlayStation 3. I wish that there was a way that you could take, like, up to 5 songs of your own choosing, and, like,
and have them just formulate their own...
Right, in Guitar Hero, so that I could go, like, into my library and take, you know, I don't know, a Beatles song that I have that I love, and play that in Guitar Hero. Just a thought. Because people have modded versions before, so they could play the Super Mario theme and other songs.
Now, that would be cool, too.
So, I don't understand why they don't just say, you know what, here's the level editor, so you can do that. They're doing that in the release of Gears of War that they're getting ready to drop for the PC. You can actually create your own level.
Ooh.
And then put it up for the community to actually download and play. So... I don't understand why there's not more user content or the ability put in for there to be more user content, especially in a game like this, which has a devoted following. I am a GH fan until I die.
I will be playing in the future when I have kids and they're all like, they'll come over and you'll be like, you know, Auntie Ninja used to be a raving Guitar Hero.
Let me play this on my guitar.
They'd be like, you're so lame, Auntie.
And they're like, Xbox 360, don't you know we're on Xbox 1080 now? Ugh, you're old, Auntie. And I'll be like, bitch, get the fuck out of my house. And tell your mother I said she's a bitch.
Wow.
Bye. Auntie loves you. Just kidding. Don't swear at your children, people. That's wrong.
And don't swear at your sister's children.
And don't swear at your sister's children, because that's really wrong.
Her hypothetical children.
Yeah, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. And that's,
yeah,
it's
ninja.
Like badong. It's just, you don't want to
so bad,
that.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's opposite of, it's not even like ganadab. Yeah, I went there.
Yeah, okay. So, with that,
no,
I'm
you're
saying,
a deep win. You use lingo made in movies.
I'm going to stop us right there because it's going to go into loopy land.
Mm-hmm.
And what's not loopy is our sponsor, Velocity Micro. Check them out, velocitymicro.com. If you're in the need for a PC, either laptop or desktop, and you'd like to have something custom made that just works with great customer service and is reliable, visit velocitymicro.com and tell them.
.com.
I had to cough, bitch. What?
It's .com.
Thank you. .com. If you go to .com, I don't think that you'll see what you want to see.
No, you'll see .com.
Yeah, you don't want to see .com.
From 9 to 5, it's giving out the hot dickies.
What?
Henry, what? Smoked what?
Just giving them out. I will not. I promise.
Promise.
Also, keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or use our short address, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long address, so you can check out all the little things that are running around in our little minds. CES is coming up, and the Sisterhood will be there and have great coverage. So, you know, you probably want to start checking us out now, and let us know what it is you want to hear about and get the lowdown on the upcoming show, or any upcoming show that we do.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I guess I'm almost going to have to call this podcast toast.
Almost.
I feel like I'm forgetting something, and I am. The Halo 3 giveaway, like most of you are forgetting.
Yeah, guys. Click. Sign up to win that shit, okay. Like right now.
Seriously. Somebody's going to win
it. Don't make me pissed.
Yeah, that's bad. But it's better to be pissed off than to be pissed on.
Piddles.
I knew you were going to do that. But seriously, we're giving away a Legendary Edition copy of Halo 3. All you've got to do is comment on the post. That's it, and you could win. So, the giveaway is running. The deadline is November 20th. November 21st, we will be announcing the wiener. And
the wiener.
That person, that lucky bastard, will be taking it home. So.
Wow. Is it toasty now?
It's toasted. I'm going to call the podcast toast. What are you going to do with your toast?
I am going to put butter on it.
Yeah.
And put it in my mouth. And
you can put it in your mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
Sorry.
That is a sad way to go. No, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it and enjoy it and go freak out while I watch my tester play Manhunt 2.
I see. Okay.
Because he's probably playing in the dark like some sick fuck.
He
I totally don't want to sleep at the house tonight because he's going to, like, cut us up.
Especially because it's after Halloween. Ooh. Okay.
What about you? What are you doing with yours?
I'm going to take my toast and I'm going to put peanut butter on it. And then I'm going to put a little bit of dollop of honey there in the middle. And I'm going to call it Yum-tastickers.
Yum-tastickers.
Yeah, Yum-tastickers.
Yum-tastickers.
Yum-tastickers the third.
Yum-tastickers.
So, with that said, as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.